power our nation wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to the shores beyond. All the remaining patriots, all assembled under one nation, one roof, one God, for the betterment of society. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. And there's no greater victory than cavalry, and no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're going into the belly of the beast again. We're going to have Scott Bennett on in the first hour to talk about the evil machinations that are being waged in the United States of America to prepare for the big surprise this fall, the election, the revolution, the civil war, potential assassinations, all those things that make you go bump in the night. And in the second hour, we're going to have Uncle Kevin on to do a little more lighthearted show, but one with motive. We're going to discuss the classic old films as learning tools, as great Americana, as great culture, as a means to probably educate people who may have missed the bus on a lot of issues today, because they were talked about in those old days. Nothing has changed about that. I was rather shocked to have sent to me the anthem, the United Nations Global Anthem of the Future for Oceania, the South Pacific. And they eulogize things like you would in the American National Anthem. You know, it's not about the twilight, last gleaming, or shot and shell. It's about COVID and the new order and things like that. Can we play that segment there, Todd, and give people a good education on what the enemy is and how open and brazen they are that they advertise this on the UN website?
Rise up, stand up and unite.
Around the world, we're closing borders. COVID-19 on the rise. A new world order behind closed doors. The stumble past, we will survive.
Okay, that ought to do it, Todd. Yeah. We get the message. A new world order behind closed doors, compliments of COVID-19. This is something for them to celebrate. And Oceania includes Australia and New Zealand, where they're getting the harshest treatment of anyone. So I see that as their governments have surrendered to the new world order, to the UN One World Devil State. And the people don't know that. They just don't know that. The ones in Oceania, well, they do, because on the islands, you know, maybe it's a smaller community and people are aware of what's going on. And maybe they've been convinced to do it through various coercive methods. And some of them might just be nice and smiley. You get more coconuts under your tree. But this is the enemy. This is their mantra. This is what they're trying to do. And this tells us that this was all an orchestrated plan to force us into submission. There's only two great ways to rule, through fear or force. And they've decided to use fear to get us to bow down, kneel down, and surrender to this order. And part of it is, of course, the big guy on the street has to be knocked down and changed into something like this. This dribble of a world, of a society ruled by the elites, and that's the United States of America. And somewhere, somehow, we need some deputies in our posse to stand up and tell us what's going on with cool, kind-hearted analysis of the facts. And one of the best people we can have for that, of course, is Scott Bennett, back again after many appearances on the Power Hour with me and with others. And he is just a wealth of knowledge and information and has all the background that we need to have our own Power Hour, National Intelligence Agency. Welcome aboard, Scott. It's good to have you here.
George, it's good to be with you, my friend. And I tell you, when I was listening to that song, I thought, either one, that's Michelle Obama trying her own personal singing career out as she ties a rubber band around her testicles to elevate her voice, no doubt, or its voice, Michael LeBron Robinson, also known as. Or it was a dead cat ran over on the way into work on the freeway and just didn't put it out of its misery, because I couldn't tell which one it was. They were both so equally ugly. But the only thing I would say uglier than the tone of voice in the song was the message. This nonsense, this asinine, clumsy stupidity of thinking New World Order is going to be tolerated and allowed by the American people, the American continent, I think is a grotesque miscalculation, because nowhere on planet Earth is a people more reticent, more prepared, more dynamically ready to explode with the rediscovery of freedom through the necessity of revolution and renaissance than in America. But I would say, too, in Australia, in New Zealand, in Britain, in Canada, you're dealing with a stock of people that would have no problem rising up and throwing off the yoke that these effeminate New World Order types are trying to put on them. And this has just happened in Australia. If you saw that pregnant mother being arrested by these effeminate police COVID-19 enforcers because she simply put a Facebook post out inviting people to gather into an assembly, a protest, to challenge the COVID-19 police state restrictions put on their society. And they arrested her, and it was videotaped, and she was pregnant. And right there, I thought, my God, if America and President Trump and these people that are claiming to represent liberty don't stand up and say to Australia, what in the hell do you think you're doing? You are not a free society, and how dare you go on the rant and criticize other countries like Iran or Russia or any other country for human rights violations when you go and arrest a pregnant mother because she's concerned about the future life of her child living in a police state based on a false science and a fake inflated virus that is nothing more than a massive societal psychological operation to control people. This really does give you understanding of why some of these police are going to meet a very dreadful end when people begin to rise up.
Well, how this works is kind of like the psychology of you're on the subway in New York City, there's a crime happening, all the people in the car outnumber the villains, and the villains are just taking advantage of whatever victim they have at their disposal. And there's a tipping point where somebody goes first and leads the charge to take out the villains. And then once it starts, yeah, it turns into a tidal wave. But it's like being at the prom or something, you're afraid to dance. Everybody's up against the wall. Nobody wants to make the first move. They don't know what to do. But right, once that move happens, then there's a quantum shift and it happens. The trouble is, once it happens, there's no stopping it. And, that's the very, very dangerous part of it all. There was another awesome, equally, probably more disturbing story from Australia, too, was the pregnant woman trying to get to the hospital. And the nearest hospital was across one of the state borders. And it was a two-hour drive. So they rush her there, and there were complications. It was emergencies. They wouldn't let her cross the border to go to the hospital. They sent her back. So they arranged for a plane to come and take her to Sydney, which took 12 hours. And by the time she got there, she lost one of the children. It was twins. And that you were prepared in an emergency playing all these stupid mind games to force one of your own. You know, these are Australian cops at the border. Those are your own people, that you're going to force them into some kind of submission, like an army of occupation. You know, as they had a great Australian film, a Red Dawn version, Where Were You When the War Began? And these kids go camping at the beach, and they had no idea China invaded, took over their country. They come home, and everybody's gone. The dogs are dead, or the pets, and, you know, everything is scattered all over the place. Yeah. And then they finally find the concentration camp where people are held. But that's the Chinese. These are your own people. And they're doing it to their own people. How does anybody, as an emergency attendant at any level, stand by and let someone who's in serious distress, you know, just die before your eyes as far as you're concerned, so that you can enforce? Like, you know, I was always a rebel, so were you, but that's okay. That's why we love you.
Yep.
And, you know, if that came across my plate and I'm standing there and the sergeant's telling me, you know, I'd put the woman in the back of my car and take off, and if I had to run over the sergeant to get to the hospital, well, that's his tough luck. You know,
that's right.
I'm saving
that's
her
right.
and I'm saving the baby, and you can kick my butt to wherever you want to kick it later. And but generally popular opinion would be behind you later to say you saved a pregnant woman's life and the other guy was going to take her out. It was the same in Nova Scotia when they had the mass shooting. There was some RCMP officers on the ground who were going to go down the road, take the guy out, and they were ordered not to by one of their superiors, who personally told them, this is your last day with the RCMP if you go down that road. They go, well, nice knowing you. See you at the end of the road.
Yes.
Because if you know, you go down that road and you take out those villains, that's the last day of your supervisor's career with the RCMP.
That's right. That's right.
And you just got to have the balls, the balls to do it. That's what built our countries. That's what made our countries. That's what made Australia, was, you know, tough guys. You wouldn't want to be in a scrap in on any day of the week. And, you know, you knew which end of the horse to put the food in and which end to muckrake. And you could ride that thing and almost approach light speed if you had to. So that was Australian men back in those days, and American men and Canadian men, and a lot of that's all been lost now. But that to just stand by and let feces like this control people's lives and destiny and play mind games like you're some kind of guy that looks like Dr. Strangelove in a movie, smoking on your cigarette, talking about order and enforcing the regulations of Big Brother, that's just disgusting. But Scott has some, you know, interesting analysis of what's coming in America, and I think we have to warn people about what's coming in America, because I'll just say something one of my faithful sent me to is to remember Proverbs 4:16, for they cannot rest until they do evil. They are robbed of sleep till they make someone stumble. For evil people can't sleep until they've done their evil deed for the day. For they don't sleep unless they do evil. And that's them. And we have to remember, on the flip side, we have to do something that's righteous, something that's good, heroic, or brave to counteract that, because they're going 24/7. End of story. So where are we going, Todd? It doesn't sound too good from what I was reading in your email.
Well, I think what we're going to be seeing is an increase in the hostilities, the violence, the insanity by the Antifa, BLM, looters, rioters, arsonists, the communists, the rabid socialist retards that have had too much Adderall and Ativan and lithium in their LGBT atheistic education for the past 10 years, and their teachers that are joining them in these protests. I think we're going to witness a lot more kinetic violence and things coming from their side, but I also think it's going to be countermanded and controlled by more of these individuals like Kyle Rittenhouse and other militia patriot citizen defense groups that are going to be refusing to allow their towns or cities or buildings to be burned, or their police to be you know, defunded and pushed back, or their civilians to be abused. I think people are not going to be tolerating this, and they're not going to be seeking leadership or respect from the police. They're simply going to say, stay out of our way. We're defending our own town. we're on your side, but you get in between us and these lunatics and you're going down as well. I think people are at that level because they sense the incompetence because of the hierarchy of compromise that you describe by these supervisor types that are nothing more than politicians playing with the lives of people for their own political advancement into a sick liberal agenda. But wholesome people, average people, are not going to be manipulated by that anymore. So I think you're going to see a lot of a rising of leadership and martial kinetic operations in defense against these lunatics. And that also should give rise to a general ideology rising in America. I would hope, some of these other European, Canadian, British-based countries, Australia, New Zealand, Britain, Canada, arise in the old virtues that you described previously, people rising up and saying we are not going to be backing down, we're not going to be compromising, we're not going to be living with forced vaccines or masks, we're going to be throwing off this globalist agenda. And President Trump is the president in the time of civil war, so they're not going to allow him to be removed from office. They already know the media and the Democrat establishment are going to try and grossly pervert and corrupt the ballot system with mail-in ballots and steal the election as they always try and do. But people are just not going to allow it. I think they're going to say, we don't care what the election results say. We care that our president is a wartime president in a time where he's standing up against these globalist dictatorship types, and we're not going to allow him to fall. We are defending and standing with him. We are in a civil war, and we are going to continue this and prosecute all those who are committing treasonous acts against the United States. And I think that's going to happen. I think they're going to try and muddle the election to the point of demanding Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, be introduced as president, saying essentially, well, the Electoral College can't adequately and accurately count the ballots. So in that case, because of a stalemate, we're going to put Nancy Pelosi in. That's what the Constitution requires. But I think in this particular instance, in this time, we're, again, in a civil war, and the president can very easily rally the people of this country to stand behind him and say, no, we are not being pressed out of office because of the manipulations of the Democrats. And the vast American people, I think, also are going to be voting for him because of the looting and unrest that you see in these other cities. They're not going to be pressured or manipulated by the mob. They're going to say, and you see that already with so many Democrats coming to the Republican side voting for him. And people can help, I think, by setting up tables at their farmers market, at their schools, at their Saturday events that say Democrats for Trump, Libertarians for Trump, Independents for Trump, whatever. Get the message out that Trump is the best option and Biden is the absolute worst and the death of a nation. If Biden was elected or brought into office, not only would he be dead in 6 months, but he would set the Kamala Harris and these communist minions and, Obama and Hillary Clinton, Pelosi, they would set this country up for death. And I don't think that would be allowed. I think the country would break up into fractions. You'd see big portions of the country break up into independent regional states like the old Greek city states. So you'd have North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, the Rocky Mountain states separating. The Midwest, Oklahoma, Kansas, some of these other flatland states, Missouri, all separating. And really the only bastions of liberalism would be the coasts. And we see what's happening on the coast. We see people leaving in droves from New York and Chicago and San Francisco, Wisconsin, Kenosha, all because of this defunding the police agenda and the BLM and all that other nonsense. So everywhere you turn, it's a civil war. It's just a question of, do you have the brains and the stomach and the fortitude to be able to stand up and proclaim it? Because the Democrats and the liberals have one agenda: torture you, shut down your school, shut down your businesses, and cause you so much trauma and fear and pain that you vote for Biden, that you don't show up and vote for Trump. That's their torture calculation, their political torture calculation. But I think it's going to backfire because I think the majority of people are not going to submit to that torture. They're instead going to wrestle free from it and attack their torturer by throwing them out of office and perhaps worse.
Amen. So one thing I recall reading in, a statute that they were trying to get through Congress after, I don't know if it was the George Floyd Act specifically or something like that, but it was legislation in there to open the door to get rid of domestic law enforcement and replace them with the United Nations police. And you may think that that's, a wild, wild thing. But, that was written down, as I recall reading it. And I've seen that with my own eyes here in my own country, where I was driving on a rural highway. And I saw this, really cool truck. And I'm going like, who or what the hell is that? And I speed up and catch up to it. And they didn't have any big labels on it. It's just small, nondescript. But I know what UNPROFOR is. United Nations Protection Force. And I go, what the hell is that doing in rural Canada somewhere? And don't think for a minute, they probably don't have them loose in your country already, too. It's just maybe because I'm a little more experienced with some of these types of vehicles, company cars, as they're called. I'm just going, whose company is that? I've never seen anything like that before. And, that's a real eye-opener that they're knocking on. Not only are they knocking on your door, they're inside your door. And already, laying their eggs to manifest in whatever they want them to manifest. It's just the anti-police rhetoric isn't really going too well in Canada. Most people are totally against that. And, we value good, sane, stable law enforcement, and we're not letting lunatics change that into something else. Anyway, it's break time. We'll see you on the other side of the break with Scott Bennett. Thanks for coming to Power Our Nation.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use whitener toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth, and she is the mother of all the people who are using a vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to daily and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada. Joining us this hour, Scott Bennett, one of the best Americans I've ever heard of or could find anywhere, who's patriotic, godly, determined, and full of knowledge, and with a really good attitude to take on the forces of darkness that are trying to turn us over. We were just discussing off the break how, like, COVID is their god, that they're trying to force us into something where this is our god. I was listening to Max Egan this morning just to see a little bit. I like his voice, chills me out, and you can still hear the truth. And he was in the YouTube gulag for thought re-education because they pulled his YouTube channel for a week. And so he just did a little short thing, but he mentioned something about the state of Utah, where they're turning the return to school into something like going to a concentration camp in a way. All kinds of new laws that will even apply to kindergarten kids, that you'll be committing a misdemeanor if you don't obey the COVID guidelines, and I guess the police come in and haul you away. You can't even joke about COVID, or they'll haul you away. And this is the land of the free and the home of the brave. It's not going to be too many free, and I can't seem to find too many brave. It's just hard to believe how people would just kowtow to anything like that. It is just so Orwellian. It's beyond Orwell. Don't even think Orwell would even be thinking that deeply and darkly about stuff. And this is the battle. This is the life. This is where we are in. Do we submit to COVID, also known as Osama Bug Laden, patent number 722-0852? I could put that on his prison suit. And then you know exactly where he was made and exactly who did it and exactly who profits from it, the drug companies, because they patent this bug. Then anybody who does any research on it or tries to develop anything for it, you get the pie, if not a good piece of it and a small piece of it, all the way down the line to make money, while middle-class people, while the American economy is destroyed, while small business is destroyed and laid waste according to the grand global plan of enslaving the entire human race. Just think about it. Genghis Khan couldn't do it. Darius couldn't do it. Constantine couldn't do it. Hitler couldn't do it. Mao couldn't do it. Stalin couldn't do it. Bill Gates can. He is. And he may succeed. Because we can't even recognize the enemy for what he is. A diabolical killer. In one of his speeches, he actually comes out that, his vaccination thing is the final solution. I've heard that before. Maybe it's time to think about things a little more closely. So, Scott, where are we going to continue here with your message to me is that you were talking about the increase in violent mobs and looters, the political leadership attempting to sell the idea of not only replacing Trump with a Democrat and refused to engage in the debates, and the mail-in ballots all being faked and fudged and all that sort of thing. I don't expect that. I used to joke in the last election. I said, Hillary Clinton can bring the dead back to life. She gets them to go vote for her, And this is going to be a terrible thing. And then, the worst of the worst is that a faked assassination on Biden to make it look like a Trump supporter did it.
Well, I keep being inspired, and God has certainly got our hands on all of us, and he's made us with our skills and our abilities and our backgrounds and experiences. He's made us his tools for his good pleasure and for his unfolding of these times. And I think, he's awakening all of us who have ears to hear and eyes to see. And we can see around us, the idols of this world crumbling, the leisure, the basketball, the football, the hockey. We're seeing there not only the sports being suspended, but we're seeing those participating in the sports becoming ugly and disgustingly political by bowing a knee and taking a knee and condemning all white people, essentially, for somehow having a role of racism. We're seeing Catholic Church bishops, or whatever they're called, leading Black Lives Matter prayers and admissions and submissions. I just saw it, I think it was on Tucker last night or something, or one of these Fox News shows. They had a Catholic mass, a white-haired old white guy up there saying to his congregation, we accept white privilege. We reject white privilege, and we're going to work towards stopping the institutions and taking the system down of white privilege and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, wow. And that was the point Tucker made. He said the left has been for years trying to get into the churches, and they won. Now they're in the churches spewing out all this poison, all these lies, guilt trips, mass mental manipulations of this BLM communist rhetoric. So we see around us the idols being torn down, these betrayals, this 1984 Black Lives Matter communism, which has the lesbian, gay, transgender agenda and the destruction of the nuclear family as part of their core mission. We see all of this erupting like a geyser of black death. And we see around us most of the people running around like frightened rabbits and, hemming and hawing and losing their minds, and then some running to submit. Oh, I'll wear a mask. That'll make me look virtuous. That won't get attention. That'll let me live. That'll make me one of the virtuous. So you have the submissive slaves running around, and then you've got like people like you and me and others who are saying, to hell with all of you. We're not bowing down. We're not accepting. We're not tolerating. And in fact, we're laughing at you. And this is the point, George. When I was in the Army, and before that in the Civil Air Patrol, I look at this like a military operation. I'm not concerned about what the other guys are doing. I'm not reacting to them. I'm not going to defend against their attacks. I am going out attacking. And the first rule of winning wars is you gather your Gideon's army. I don't want 3,000 half-wits, half-baked warriors. I want 300 hardcore, smart, the age of special ops. So instead of 3,000, I...
Okay, hopefully that wasn't the click button that we lost, Scott, but I understand where he's coming from. And it's very true. The idea of numbers means nothing. Whether you're a blogger, a soldier, or anything else, it means absolutely nothing. Because you could be on, NBC News or something like that, or any of the other big things, and millions of people can hear your message, but if it's just a matter of they fall asleep in their easy chair while they're listening to you, it has absolutely no effect. It means absolutely nothing. And you, you just want some sort of adulation to think that you were in front of a big crowd with lots of numbers. Far better to have a small, determined group that is actually going to do something. And I used to think the same way doing independent media a lot of times, too. The most important person I used to, you know, joke at, and it's probably even true to some degree, is the most important person in many things that I talked about would be maybe the soldier in the bunker who's got his finger on the button. That's going to be the most important person that you'd want to hear your message. And one time I was checking stats just out of the blue, as the good Lord just said, look who's listening to you now. But way down in something that isn't part of the top 10 or something like that, there was a little cluster in Diego Garcia. That's where the guy is who's got his finger on the button, and he was listening. And there was a few of them there. We were talking about that missing Malaysian airliner back then. So, you know, we did have a fan base where it was absolutely necessary. There could be 7 more billion people, but they don't matter or count for anything because they weren't in a position of influence. And so Jesus said that himself. Care not about your enemy, how big he is, how vast he is, how strong he is. You do what I need you to do, and I will give you the resources, the strength, the opportunity to succeed. And you do that on faith. And this is something that's going to win this war, win these battles, is you have to proceed like that because, you know, that carries the day. And that's the whole object of this. Some of the other people, well, they're just
stuck
in
there. Looks like we were cut off, George. They didn't like what we were saying.
That's good. When I heard the click, I carried on with your discussion because many times, you know, I've dealt with Jesus himself said, you know, don't worry about the enemy, how big, how broad, how vast they are. I give you the resources to do what you have to do and such like that. It's better to have 100 people that are on base, on side, and making changes than even a million just falling asleep in their easy chair.
And look, we're calling people to the Lord's side. We're saying, who's on the Lord's side, come here. As for my house, we will serve the Lord. Who is awake? Who can hear? We have had a famine in the land. We have had decades of sticking power drills into a woman's uterus and pulling out the broken children parts with a vacuum called abortion. We have been licensing sodomy and homosexuality and transgenderism and sex reassignment surgery. We've been given hormone pills to our children. We have been engaging in some of the most decrepit, diabolical sexual traumas and perversions and experimentations on humankind. We've been doing it in the West, in America, in Canada, in Britain, in New Zealand, in Australia. So the judgment comes upon the house of the Lord first, and the churches have been responsible for all of it because they've been silent. They've been pushed into they've allowed themselves to take the 30 pieces of silver from the government and their 501c3 nonprofit tax exempt status, and they've abandoned all moral, spiritual discussion and analysis and recommendation of the law of the land, laws of this land. We have made the laws of this land completely alien to God's word, and as a result, we've turned this country into hell. And God says that whoever turns away from the Lord and his law will be turned into hell. And that's what's happening on America. And Americans are now beginning to see it. This COVID-19 propaganda, lie, psyop, it's an instrument, it's a fake religion, and it's turning people into absolute slaves to cowardice and fear and Satan and covering up their faces and all of this nonsense. But yet some people are waking up. Some people are can smell the smoke and filth and the demonic crud in the air, and they're looking for a route out. They're looking for a way. They're looking for someone to beckon them towards the promised land, to come out from among them and be ye separate, God says. So that's what we need to do, is to raise our banner high and say, we are on the Lord's side. We are serving him. We are calling men to repent and believe in Christ. And however this ends, and God says in the last days, men shall be lovers of themselves and rebellious and disobedient to parents. And boy, we can see that everywhere on the TikTok and the social media and and the school systems teaching absolute insanity in education. Well, with the COVID-19, this is again the time to pull out of the world. Be separate from the world. Pull out of the school systems. Pull out of the industry of leisure and entertainment and all of this nonsense, and rediscover and reform new communities. And it may cause, if the Lord tallies, dallies and waits, it may cause us to have a complete breakup in the United States and a reformation and a renaissance, and let these cities of evil degenerate and erode and kill themselves and under the weight of their own sin. New York, Minneapolis, all these places, Seattle, where the liberal Democrats and all of this protestations has occurred, at some point there's no point spending any time there. There's no point having anybody there. The police in Oregon said that. They said, we are not sending reinforcements. We're not sending police officers to your city anymore, because when we catch protesters, you let them go the next day. We're not going to waste precious resources on that sort of catch and release game. And I think, that's going to translate more and more into people pulling out of these zones. And it's very tragic for some of the good people that live there, the minority people that aren't in favor of this chaos. But, we have to make that, we have to make that hard choice.
Indeed, indeed. And the choice is not part of perhaps official campaign policies, but it is out there, and it has been spoken about at the Democratic Convention. They left certain words out under God, and at the Republican Convention, those words were included. So that is ultimately
yes.
What your vote is and what you're deciding. Will you be under God or not? And then you have to take the consequences one way or the other. And that includes a lot of protection that may go your way. So if you think the great God Biden and his cronies are going to give you protection, well, you must be sadly uninformed, looking at the way things are in the United States, because they're basically hiring, using, and deploying proxy armies to fundamentally change, alter, and destroy your country and turn it into total chaos so that they can have some form of order coming out of it. And that is the issue. These aren't spontaneous groups of, people rebelling, resisting, or feeling something. Most of them are just paid agitators, in the same way that you would have in any insurgency operation anywhere in the world. It's just domestically, we're not calling it an insurgency. And we really don't have anyone effectively doing a counterinsurgency either. It's just they're kind of in the back seat taking it. And that's too bad, because this is just a fundamental evil trying to destroy the country, and a counterinsurgency is probably required to a great extent. And, it may not be pretty, but it's got to be cleaned up. And, I'm rethinking a lot of things that, have happened in the past that seemed very oppressive or such. And you look at it, well, if they were putting out the fire that's existing today, maybe they were at least half right, if not right.
Yeah, I think you said it well, a counterinsurgency and a rising and a renaissance, a revival for freedom and liberty and our rights to inviolable rights that are given mankind by God, our right to defend our life, defend our property, defend our loved ones to the death. And the natural law, and interestingly, that's what unites a lot of these new immigrants that have left their foreign countries in India and Vietnam on China, when they have left the past dictatorships and socialists and communists that ruined and destroyed their families. They've come to America, they've come to the West, they've come to Canada to seek out better lives. And these melting pot patriots that came to the West to seek better lives are now encountering the same despotic socialism and communism that they hated and feared. They see that now trying to take root in America. So in a sense, we as white, conservative, Republican, Christian, heterosexual, normal people have to go out and seek and persuade and awaken the Sikhs and the Hindus and the Vietnamese and say, you have a duty to stand with us, to stand for your family and your children and marriage and God. It's not about, you know, in one sense, I don't care if you're a Buddhist or a Hindu or whatever. That's a religious path that God alone calls people to himself. But on a natural law, on a political law level, when it comes to defending communities against the mob, defending our children against these communist takeovers, I want to stand and fire in the same direction as these Vietnamese and Hindus are. And we're all firing at these communist left-wing anarchist groups. So there's a lot of people that we can rally and awaken and take to our side that the Democrats are panicking because they're losing their influence in these populations. You know, previously they were able to get away by saying, well, all white people hate you because you're Asian or because you're Hindu or black or whatever. No, that was all propaganda and a lie. We need to awaken these people and say, this time, if you don't want your business boarded up, if you don't want to be forced to wear a mask and take a vaccine and have your child take a vaccine, then you need to stand with us because all of this tyranny needs to be rejected and defended against, and we need to stand together. And that's why there are record numbers of Hindus and Indians voting for Trump instead of Biden, because they see the handwriting on the wall. So this is, in one sense, a very exciting time, and it's a great opportunity and it's a great excuse to go out into these communities and say, we need to stand together and be on the same page against all of this tyranny and dictatorship and the Green New Deal and all of this that is actually camouflage poison.
Indeed, indeed. And, you know, one thing I did on a show a while back, and, you know, it's probably one of the other great assassination conspiracies that is laid to rest and long forgotten, but is the root of the power structure of what we see in the United States today, was the assassination of the mayor of San Francisco, George Moscone, and San Francisco supervisor Harvey Milk, who were shot and killed at City Hall by what is alleged to be another former supervisor, Dan White, on November 27th. That's a 9/11, 1978. And I was really surprised, because when I hear about a liberal carrying a gun, that's got to track both ears. So when I heard that Dianne Feinstein used to carry a concealed weapon back in those days, I was very, 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 very alert and really looking over this assassination. And the fact that she was carrying a gun that was the same make, model, and caliber as Dan White's, and that there were two distinct bullet types. One were hollow points, and one were solids. So there was two different types of wounds as well. There was like defensive wounds where you're shot maybe across a desk, and then other wounds were coup de grace shots in the head. And a certain senator said that, you know, she attended to give first aid to these people and put her fingers in the bullet holes. Well, if somebody was shot in the head and taken out, there ain't no bullet holes really to put your fingers into anymore. And I was always of a sneaky suspicion, did she fire the coup de grace shots? Because who ended up being mayor, who ended up on a career path to Washington, was Feinstein. And who was another person on these board of supervisors was a relative with the name Pelosi. And who was running Southern California back then in those days, off the books, was a certain cult run by Jimmy Jones. And when the California Democrats needed an army, they called Jimmy Jones, and he brought them there. He had enough power to tell President Carter, I want to meet your wife. And he met her on Air Force One. Just like that. So when we look at how this party is run, it's run like a cult. That everyone's just in some sort of deep-based mind trauma. And they can't form their own independent thoughts because they've been given to them, implanted in their mind, whether it's just through mass psychosis or some other deeper meanings that we can't get into now. But they are there. And, you know, one of the ones... I was talking to a chap yesterday, and he just said he was talking to people who lean to the Democratic side, and they'd say, Trump is a racist. And they go, okay, well, explain it to me. When? Where? How? What did he do that was racist? Nobody's got an answer. They just repeat the mantra. And that's like cult.
You don't
and you look at the black people that support Trump. You've got more black people celebrating, glorifying, dancing and singing and praising God and raising their faces and bowing to their knees to the heavens to say, thank God Almighty, we're free at last. Thank God Almighty, Martin Luther King and Donald Trump have come together in their ideology, which is Donald Trump looks at blacks like he looks at whites, like he looks at Hispanics, as producers. Who's talented? Who's smart? Who's strong? Who wants a job? Who wants to be creative and adaptive? And he looks to give people opportunity. The blacks see that. They see that's greatness. You're judging me on my talent, and I want an opportunity to excel based on my talent. Those black people love Donald Trump because they're finally given what Martin Luther King dreamed of giving them, and Donald Trump has given it to them. Now, the brainwashed idiots and those who are profiting on the blood and the misery of their own people, like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. Jesse Jackson previously admired Donald Trump when he wasn't a president. All of these parasite blacks are consistently and continuously trying to sell their people back into slavery, and they're not allowing it. Candace Owens, Larry, Ellerman, all of these people that are on the black conservative side are waking up. And it's a very great thing to behold, Larry Elders.
Indeed. Well, we're at the end of the hour. Thanks for coming out, Scott. Until the next time, God bless you. God bless America. Keep firm.
We've all heard about antibiotics.
Thank you,
but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun.